child of God, a person who has been born again. Not every person is a child of God. Because of the fall in Eden, the sin nature entered into the human spiritual genome, separating us from God. In order for us to be a child of God, we must be born again. God is a spirit, and so we must become a spirit in order to be his child. Once a person becomes a spirit being in Christ, they are empowered to manifest as a son of God in the same way Christ Jesus did. But such manifestation requires that the child of God is transformed by the renewing of their mind to the mind of Christ. When the child of God has the mind of Christ, they are equipped to confront the enemy at any level. The enemy that the child of God confronts is in the hearts and minds of the lost and of the child of Satan. If you're a child of God, this verse is speaking to you. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, Ephesians 6:10. This might of the strength of God is not just for defense only, but is for offense as well. And I say unto thee that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 16:18. The church is the body of Christ. The body of Christ includes everyone who is a child of God. The gates of hell hold captive those who are in bondage to Satan. We are to attack those gates with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. It is the indwelling Holy Spirit that releases the power of the Word in the child of God to destroy the works of the enemy. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13.